Tim Burns said his wife urged him to see the film, and come last September, they were on a plane to Japan.
We're both aquatic people. I've grown up in the ocean my entire life. So we instantly got online because, anything I see, the first thing I got to do is I need to research it and know all sides of all stories, And so we got online, and by the time we were done, in a couple hours of doing some research online, we were actually shopping for plane tickets. I mean, we were like, wow, this has to stop.
The film The Cove portrays Taiji's dolphin industry and the Japanese government's efforts to protect it. Fishing boats reportedly lure scores of dolphins to the notorious cove, where they capture the fittest for sale to marine amusement parks. According to the film, they kill those that don't make the cut and sell their meat in Japan, often labeled as whale meat. This past September, during his and his wife's first Japan visit, Burns said he had initially hoped to convince the village's residents there are other ways to make money.
The trip originally was supposed to be straight to Taiji. We were going to fly into Osaka, take a train to Taiji, and it was supposed to be a really positive message that we were trying to give Taiji. We wanted Taiji people to see there's so much money in tourism. That, you got 26 fishermen here making all the money, of which is mostly government subsidized, and not bringing a ton of that money back into your own community, that, we can bring you a lot of money with tourism.
He said that was curtailed after his travel companion, Cove star and former dolphin trainer Rick O'Berry, received death threats.
From a militant group that was essentially hired by the Taiji fishermen, the 26 Taiji fishermen, and their co-op. So we decided, okay, it's not safe to go to Taiji, so we're going to go to Tokyo. And we got a meeting with the American ambassador in Japan, and we, tried to do a big news media blitz.
There, too, they were met with opposition.
I won't go so far as to say I ever felt my life was in danger, no. The one day that we did experience the militia in Tokyo, they had these like militant looking trucks, and they all stood on top of their trucks, and they had about 20 of them lined up on the street in front of the hotel that we were staying at. And they had bullhorns talking about the bombs that we've dropped on them and we need to go home and all that kind of stuff.
Burns said many people in Tokyo were surprised to find out that they were actually eating dolphin meat instead of whale. Burns is president of a Tampa-based dietary supplement company, and Jim Powers, who plans to travel to Japan as well next month, is their company's CEO. A Japanese scientist interviewed in The Cove expressed concern about the high concentration of mercury in dolphin meat, but he later said his comments were misrepresented in the film. Powers said there's overwhelming evidence showing harmful mercury levels in dolphins.
It's not just his words that were in the movie. There's many others. And so, obviously now people that represent some of what's going on there have taken his comment and kind of blown it up. But that's one of very many people that have tested the meat over and over. And so it's, I think that's really irrelevant.
Burns said there's another aspect of concern in the practice of hunting dolphins in Taiji. That is, the capture of some dolphins for human amusement. Burns said each animal can fetch up to $300,000, and Americans can use their buying power to help end that practice.
We don't eat dolphins, but we buy the dolphins that cause the slaughter. So, you put a dolphin in captivity, which is a self-aware animal. You put this animal in captivity here in the United States, and we're supporting that cause. That animal here in the United States now has to be pumped up full of antidepressants, or it's going to jump out of the tank and die.
Critics of The Cove say the film ignores that the local economy depends on the practice and that it presents a one-sided view of the use of dolphin meat in Japanese culture, which some claim is no different than Westerners' use of cattle. Powers said he sees a huge difference between dolphins and cows.
A dolphin and a cow, you really don't want to look at the cow as a lower level of animal, but a dolphin is a higher being. It's a mammal. It communicates.
Burns said he spoke to many people who had no idea dolphins are being slaughtered off the coast of Taiji, but were appalled when they found out. He said the goal now is to spread the word.
The main goal is we have to continue the documentation. People have to be there. We have to continue the documentation. The word is not out in Japan yet. It's the movement is just starting. And we need to make sure that the movement continues in Japan, So we're going to go document it and share everything we can share with anybody in Japan who will listen.
Dolphin hunting season in Taiji lasts from September through February. Burns and his wife travel to Japan Monday, and Powers will join them in January. Fishermen there have reportedly put up tarps to conceal what goes on in the cove. For more information about efforts to halt dolphin hunting in Taiji, go to SaveJapanDolphins.org. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.